感恩新的一天，你的怜悯每一天都是新鲜，信实何其广大。我们奉基督的名聚在这里，我们有你的应许，你在我们当中，愿你宝血再次洁净我们，圣灵更新我们。我们谢谢你这几天的时光，你的祝福，愿你的话不致突然往返。我们把以下的时光也恭敬地向你仰望交托，为你的仆人我们献上感恩，也想到我们的弟兄保罗华许，我们也恳求你保守他，眷顾他，让他早日能够身心灵都康复，能够出院，能够来到我们当中。也为我们的弟兄 Michael 也献上感谢，主啊，你也祝福他和他家里的家人，他的教会以后的前途和道路，愿你亲自的保守。主啊，为这些你的仆人们我们献上感恩，也让我们不致徒受你的恩典，愿你的话在我们心中能够产生果效，结出善果。再次把这最后的一天向你仰望，也愿你祝福这些信息能够造福我们在国内的还有国外的各处的众弟兄姊妹，愿你的教会得以建立，愿你丰满的恩典临到我们当中。我们这样祷告感恩，是奉耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
问题一，如何评价罗德的信心在今天的基督徒身上如何应用？
Let's read the text.
我们看经文，彼得后书第二章。
It's in 2 Peter, verse
第六节。
7
六七。
And verse 8, we'll read those three verses.
我们读这三节经文。又判定索多玛、俄摩拉将二城倾覆、焚烧成灰，作为后世不敬虔人的见解，只搭救了旁恶行忧伤的义人罗德，因为那义人住在他们中间，看见听见他们不法的事，他的义心就天天伤痛。
If I'm understanding Grace's question,
如果我正确地明白你的问题，
We want to see if we can understand the application of what Peter is saying about Lot.
我们要看看彼得所说的有关罗德的事情跟我们现在生活的应用是什么。
Peter calls Lot righteous, which is an amazing statement.
彼得称罗德是义人，这是非常叫人惊叹的事儿。
You remember Lot is Abraham's nephew.
你记得罗德是亚伯拉罕的侄儿。
And there was strife between Abraham and Lot's servants.
他们的仆人当中有争竞。
So Abraham devised a plan to bring peace.
是亚伯拉罕就做了一个计划，要保持和平。
He allowed Lot to choose a portion or an area of the promised land, and Abraham would take the opposite portion.
他允许罗德先做选择，选择一片应许之地，然后亚伯拉罕呢就退居二位，他让他先。
What portion did Lot choose? Can you tell me?
你记得罗德选择哪块土地啊？约旦河的全平原。
The plain
Jordan.
Of Jordan. And what were the major cities of that plain?
那块地方的啊，这是罗马，是一个大都市，俄摩拉。
When we first see Lot moving into the plains, where did he place his tent?
他刚刚搬到平原的时候，他住在哪？哪里搭帐篷啊？
Where did he place it?
他选择。
Bible's specific, it tells us.
圣经讲得很清楚。创世纪13章啊。
Outside of the city.
在城市外面，在城郊。
When God sent the angels to warn Lot, where did they find Lot?
当神差派天使后来去警戒罗德的时候，罗德搬到哪去了？嗯、
Inside the city.
拿到城市户口了。索多玛的。
Certainly there is a lot of application here.
当然这里有很多的应用啊，他从城市外头搬到城市。
And I'm going to try to keep this very brief because
我会讲得很简单的，因为
this will preach.
我就可以讲一篇道。
No Christian purposely sets out to backslide.
没有基督徒会一开始就计划好要走回头路或者往后退的。
A Christian doesn't wake up one day and say, "Today I'm turning my back on God."
基督徒不会一大早起来说，今天我决定我要背道。
It just happens over time, slowly.
这是经过一段很长的时间，慢慢的滑跌的过程。
Here, Lot has a division with his uncle. He moves away.
现在罗德跟他的叔叔发生争执，他就搬家了。
Now, who has the blessing of God, Abraham or Lot?
到底谁有神的祝福在身上，亚伯拉罕还是罗德呢？
Abraham.
当然亚伯拉罕。
So Lot's moving away from the blessing of God.
所以罗德是跟蒙福的人远离了。
Choosing what is to his eyes, his senses, the most beautiful, the most wonderful.
他拣选他的眼睛看来是最美丽的，最有前途的事。
Is he walking by faith or by sight?
他是凭着信心还是凭眼见行事为人呢？
By sight.
凭眼见。
No longer walking by faith with Abraham.
他不再凭信心与亚伯拉罕同行了。
He starts walking by his
他开始凭
own understanding.
靠着自己的聪明，凭自己的智慧行事。
Certainly at times the world appears to our understanding to be more attractive.
有时候这个世界对我们人的智慧而言更加的有吸引力。
Easier,
更容易，
less difficult.
更少一点麻烦。
But in the case of Lot, we see that's not the case, is it?
但是在罗德的情况，
it's a mirage.
不是越来越容易，而是越来越。
The image that's not real.
是一个海市蜃楼啊，
yeah.
海市蜃楼。
And slowly, Lot drifts away from faith.
慢慢的，罗德就远离他的主，远离信仰了。
And the only reason Lot is spared,
罗德之所以最后还蒙神保守的原因，
when God destroys Sodom and Gomorrah,
当神毁灭索多玛、俄摩拉，罗德
is because of Abraham's intercession.
因着亚伯拉罕的祈求代祷，所以没有毁灭掉。
And yet Peter calls him righteous.
那彼得竟然称他义人。
What does this tell us?
这告诉我们什么功课？
That a Christian
一个基督徒
can vex his own soul. Let's look at the text again.
我们再看这段经文，可以叫他一心伤痛啊。第八节。
For the righteous man dwelling among them tormented.
因为义人住在中间，看见他们不法的事，他一心就天天伤痛啊。这个英文是折磨自己的心啊。
Now what does that mean?
什么意思啊？
It means that Lot was a believer.
意思就是罗德是一个信徒，真信徒。
Because he saw the wickedness around him and it tormented, it bothered him.
因为他看到周围这些不法的事，乱七八糟的事，他心里就非常痛苦。
An unbeliever wouldn't bother.
一个不信的人，他无所谓，同流合污了。
Here's one of the ways assurance works.
这就是得救的确据怎么样子反映出来。
You may not be so sure you're a Christian.
你也许不很肯定自己是基督徒。
But you don't like the world either. But you don't like the world either.
那你也不喜欢这个世界。
It torments you.
这世界会叫你痛苦不堪。
That's an evidence.
这就证明了。
That's an evidence.
这是其中一个证
据。Or an assurance.
或者一个确据了。
Of somebody who's converted.
你是一个得救的人，你是一个基督徒。
However,
但是
it's evidence of a person whose faith is very small.
这也证明了这个人的信心很小。
And I think that's what we're seeing here.
这是我们所看到这段经文看到的。
Do you see the application? Is it easy to see?
好，这应用你可以应用的出来了吧
？Grace, you have any further questions?
还有没有问题？
就是说他有得救的信心，但是在成长的过程中，他这个信心被这个世界所
He's got the saving faith, however, in the process of his growth, his faith is kind of a squelch.
被世界所残累一点，信心越来越小，好像看过去好像是没有信心。
So it seems he has no faith at all.
Yes. In this service this afternoon,
今天下午的聚会,
we're going to talk about small or weak faith.
我们会讲论到小信或者,
It's not the size of your faith that's the issue.
不是你信心的大小, 那个不是问题。
It's the purity.
那是你信心的,
that is the issue.
纯度, 那才是关键。
And I'll explain that this afternoon.
我下午也会解释。
Amen.
问题二, 如何应用听过的道, 使我们的心思意念改变?
Well, the answer
答案是,
is Jesus within
是,
you.
基督住在你里面。
That is the secret. That is the answer.
这是秘密, 这是秘诀, 这是答案。
World views are difficult to change.
人的世界观很难改变。
They are shaped from our childhood all the way up.
我们从小我们的世界观就受世界的塑造和影响。
Education, culture, parental influence,
文化, 父母亲, 背景, 等等,
life experience,
教育, 生活的经历, 都会塑造你的世界观, 你的,
all of those things shape your core beliefs.
这些都会, 塑造你的信仰, 真正的心中所信的那个核心。
Let me give you another word for core beliefs.
让我给你另外一个词来代替信仰的核心啊。
It's a word I've been using all weekend.
这是我们整个周末都在用的词。
It's the word reality.
就是实际。实际。
Your core beliefs, your worldview is your reality.
你的世界观就是你的实际,生活的实际, 或者,
We use a fancier word today, we call it ideology.
我们今天用一个更, 更复杂的词, 我们说这叫做理念。
Yeah.
或者叫什么? Ideology.
Yeah.
你的理想,理念。
You see it in the realm of politics, don't you?
你在政治界可以看到这个理念。
You have a liberal way of thinking or viewing reality.
你的, 想法观点和保守派。
And a conservative way of looking at reality.
还有, 自由派保守派不同的 角度来看现实。
And the two just argue, they never see each other's view.
这两者总是增进, 他们总看不到对方的观点。
And it's very difficult to persuade somebody to change their view of reality.
所以你要改变一个人的, 对实际现实的看法或是观点很难。
It can be done, but it's very difficult.
可能办得到, 但是难上加难。
But we're talking about something more than just some intellectual.
那我们讲的不是就是理念上,理性上的。
What I'm talking about, and what our question, your question comes from,
问题是来自于,
is your nature.
你的本性。
Your nature. But not just the way you think.
不仅是你的想法,你的观点,
Now what do we mean by the nature of a person?
一个人的本质什么意思啊?
We're talking about their essence.
是讲的他的, 就是本质。
It's what drives their behavior.
那个会导致他们的外表的行为。
I was talking to someone yesterday.
我昨天跟一个人在谈话。
I can't make a pig sit at this table.
我不可能叫一只猪坐在这儿。
And take a fork and a knife.
拿起或者筷子也行, 拿起叉子, 拿,
and eat human food 吃中国, like you and I would.
吃人的东西, 不可能吗? 猪?
Why?
为什么?
Not in his nature.
问题在于他的本质。
He's got the nature of a pig.
他是猪的本质, 本性, 难移。
His nature drives him to wallow in the mud.
他的本性就喜欢在泥里头打滚,
and eat garbage.
吃垃圾, 啥都吃。
The more rotten it is, the more he likes it.
那个食物越臭越烂, 他就越欢喜。
Not in our nature to eat garbage.
人的本性 就不喜欢吃垃圾。
But if I want him to eat human food, sitting in a table using a fork, what do I got to do?
那如果我要蜘蛛吃人的东西，拿起筷子或者拿起叉子，我该怎么办呢？
Got to change his nature.
我要改变他的本性才行。
Got to change him from a pig to a man.
要把他从猪改变成人心。
I mean, and you can't do that, and I can't either.
你我都办不到这样的事情。
God has to change us.
神必须改变我们。
At the core of who we are.
要改变我们的核心，我们的本质。
And that's a supernatural work of God.
这是神所做的超自然的。神迹
But he promised to do that.
但他应许他可以
做。The new covenant is a promise to get to the core of who you are.
所以新约应许了要改变我们里面的本质。
I will take out your old heart and give you a new heart.
我要把你那个实心拿掉，给你一颗肉心，一颗新的心。
I'll write my laws on that new heart.
我要把我的律法写在那个新心上。
What's he telling us?
他在告诉我们干什么
？What's the heart?
这个心是什么
？He's not talking about the beating, pumping organ.
他讲的不是个心脏啊，会跳的会蹦的这个心。
Talking about that core, the internal core from which you live life.
他讲的是我们那个里面的。整个生命的本质从这里发出一切的
human nature
一切的都从这里发出来的是人的本性
And so it's a miracle of God to take a sinful man or woman
这是神所行的神迹把一个有罪的人
and convert change
不论是男女把他改变
transform
叫他完全的翻天覆地
And how does he do that?
他怎么改变呢
Back to the new birth from yesterday
再回到我们昨天讲论的重生咯
He brings his life puts his life into you
他把他的新生命放在你里面
Now you still have a human nature that's flawed
你仍然有一个有瑕疵的人的本性
We call it the flesh
我们称之为肉体
But you also have the spirit of God
同时你也有神的灵在你里面
And if you willSubmit to the Spirit of God in you.
如果你愿意顺服你里面的圣灵
you can overcome the flesh.
你就可以胜过肉体的私欲
That's Paul's argument, Galatians 5:16.
这就是在加拉太书五章十六节保罗的论点了。
Walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust or the desires of the flesh.
你要顺着圣灵而行，你就不会满足肉体的私欲了。
Let's look at something in Genesis chapter 3.
我们再看创世纪的第
Genesis 3.
三章
This is after Adam and Eve.
这是亚当夏娃犯罪之后，在伊甸园里。
Look at verse 16.
十六节
God is bringing the curse upon Eve and women.
神就咒诅了夏娃那女人。
Read verse 16.
好，又是又对那女人说：“我必多多的加增你怀胎的苦楚，你生产儿女必多受苦楚，你必恋慕你的父，你丈夫必管辖你。”
Do you see the last phrase? Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you.
你看最后一句话。你必恋慕你的丈夫，你丈夫必管辖你。
Your desire, I don't know what your word is.
恋慕啊，这里中文是恋慕。
Well, often that's how we would interpret this word desire.
我们会怎么
willing to do something for someone?
我们愿意为别人做一件事情，对不对？
It sounds like God is saying to Eve.
这似乎神对夏娃这么说。
You're going to want your husband.
你会很想要。得到你丈夫
You're going to desire him.
你会恋慕他
You're going to want to be with him.
你想要跟他在一块儿
And want his love for you.
巴不得他能够爱你
But that's not what he means.
不是这个原来的意思
Not at all.
不是必恋慕你的丈夫
He means
他的意思乃是
You're going to want your husband's position.
你要他的位置
You're going to want to be the head.
你想要当头了。
But he's going to rule over you.
但是他必管辖你。
Which means there's going to be conflict.
会有冲突咯。 会打仗了。
Here's the source of marital conflict.
啊，这就是一切婚姻问题的源头。
It's a result of the fall.
是因着人的堕落犯罪。
The wife wants to be the boss.
做妻子的想要做头。
And the husband wants to be the boss.
男人也想做头，各自要掌权。
Often,
往往呢
，in order to have peace，
要达到平安呢，和睦呢
，the husband becomes passive，
男人就变得很被动
，and acts like he is doing what his wife wants him to do，
就假装他在听他老婆要他做的事儿。
But inside, he despises her for it.
他藐视他妻子。
And she despises him.
而且那女人也藐视男人。
Because she still wants to be led. She wants a leader.
她仍然需要有一个带领的人。
Because she was made that way originally.
因为她起初受造的时候就是。
Now it's all flawed because of sin.
现在因为人犯罪，这一切都搞乱了。
But God's original design still in her.
但神起初造人的那个次序，那个设计仍然在她里头。
Most good-willed women want a man to lead them.
大多数好女人都巴不得有她的丈夫在带领她。
But you see the conflict, can't you?
但你可以看到这两者之间的冲突，对不对？
If sin destroyed the design of marriage as it should have been,
如果罪搅混了神的起初的对婚姻的计划，
then it seems to me that the only remedy
似乎对我而言，那唯一的解决方案呢？
is to get back to the original design as close as we possibly can.
就是尽量要回到神起初的对婚姻的设计。
And that's what salvation is.
这就是救恩的恢复。
It's the beginning of the reversal of sin's damage.
就是把罪所带来的混乱再回到起初的，再次回到起初的那个光景。
I'm in a process of change right now.
我现在正在一个改变的过程当中。
The day Jesus saved me, he changed me.
耶稣拯救我的那一天，他就改变了我。
But he's still changing.
但他仍然还在改变我。
He's still bringing me closer to the way he originally designed me to be.
他仍然在一步步把我带领到他起初造我的那个计划当中。
And eventually he's going to finish that change.
最终他会成全他的改变。
And I will be exactly in the image of Jesus Christ.
我会完全效法耶稣基督的形象。
Does this make sense? So I hope I'm answering your question.
盼望回答你的问题。
Something supernatural has to happen.
一些超自然事必须发生在。
A holy principle has to be implanted in our heart.
一个圣洁的一个原理必须要放在我们里。
To want to get back to God's original design.
好像我们能够回到神的起初的计划。
And without that holy principle being implanted in us.
如果没有那个圣洁的原理放在我们里面的话。
Genesis 3:16 is going to be the principle that rules.
创世纪三章十六节会是那个主要主导的原理，主导的原则。
The wife,
生命中
really wants a leader.
做妻子的真想要有一个领袖带领她。
But she doesn't know she can trust her leader.
但她不知道她能不能信任她的丈夫。
So she thinks she has to lead.
所以她认为她自己必须自己来。
And hence the conflict.
那所以这个冲突就产生了。
There's no way we can live the Christian life by ourselves.
我们靠自己没法过基督徒生活。
It's more than husband and wife and their relationship.
不仅是夫妻之间的关系。
All of life.
所有的。
It's all of life. Every circumstance.
一辈子的每一个关系里头都是如此。
I need the Holy Spirit to help me.
我需要圣灵来帮助。
Strengthen me, influence.
加我力量，来影响我，更新我。
Hope I answered that.
盼望回答你的问题了。
问题三：人犯罪是自由意志的选择，还是撒旦的引诱？
The will, that's an interesting word.
意志啊，也是一个很有趣的词。
What is the will?
什么是意志？
How would you describe the will?
你会怎么定义意志？
What you want. It's interesting that many places in the Bible,
很有趣啊，圣经里很多地方。
The word will,
这个意志这个词啊，
is used for the word heart.
跟心啊，是能够交换着用。
And the word heart is used for the word will. They're interchangeable.
这两个可以交换，是同义词。
So again, the heart being the center from which all of my life flows.
所以心是 我生命的 从心里头发出一切。
Do we have the ability to choose?
核心的、
yes.
我们有没有选择的能力呢？有，当然有。
And that's part of being a human being.
这是做人的一个本质，一个部分。
You have the ability to choose.
你有选择的意志。
Nobody's ever said that you don't have that ability.
没有人说我们没有这个意志，没有这个选择自由。
The question is,
问题是
why do you choose what you choose?
为什么你会选择你所选择的呢？
There's the question.
这是问题的关键。
Why?
为什么？
What motivates you to choose what you choose?
什么是你的动机叫你选择你所选择？
And there you have to learn.How God made the will to work.
所以这里你就可以学习到神怎么使我们的意志能够、运用起来，运作起来。
Does anybody know how God made the will to work?
有没有人知道神怎么叫我们的意志运作？
And by the way, you theologians, please listen.
顺便我提一下，你是神学家，注意听啊。
The fall didn't change the way the will works.
人的堕落没有改变人的意志的工作方式。
The will works the same now as it did before the fall.
不论是堕落前或是堕落后，意志都同样的在运作。
Yes, it's flawed. It's messed up.
现在已经被玷污了，已经搞乱了。没错。
But it still works in the same manner.
意志仍然照常运作。
How does it work?
它怎么运作呢？
God created your will
神造了我们的意志、啊、
to be the mechanism by which you make decisions
是我们做决定的一个器官
and he made the will to choose that which is the strongest motivation at that moment
他造了这个意志好像我们能够选择我们当时所要的最想要的那个选择
in other words
换言之呢
the will is never neutral
意志不能够保持中立的。
The will has biases.
意志有偏见的。
Based upon nature, back to the nature question.
这是根据它的本性，它会有偏心的。
Why do I not want to eat garbage with the pig?
为什么我不愿意跟猪一起吃垃圾啊？
I choose, my will chooses not to do that because it's not in my nature to want that.
我的意志选择不要吃垃圾，因为这不是我的本性想要吃垃圾。
That's the way God made our wills.
这就是神造人意志的，就是这样。
It can only choose at that moment.
它只能够选择那一刻。
What is the strongest influence at that moment?
它所受的最大的影响，它会随心所欲。
Let me give you some illustrations.
让我给你一些例子。
Let's say that my favorite food,
譬如我最喜欢吃的东西,
is a big, thick, juicy beefsteak.
是那个又肥又好吃的肥牛排。
That's my favorite.
这是我最喜欢的。
And so you asked me, Brother Michael,
是你问我 Michael 弟兄啊,
would you like to have a beefsteak for dinner or would you like to have...Chicken.
你愿意吃鸡肉呢还是吃肥牛肉排啊你肥牛排啊
You tell me which one am I going to choose.
你说我会选择什么
The steak. Why?
当然牛排为什么
It's the strongest desire at that moment.
因为我是那一刻我最强烈的欲望
Or the strongest motivation.
或是我最强烈的动机
But let's say.
但我们说譬如
After 30 days of eating steak every single day.
天天吃牛排吃了30天之后
you offer me, Brother Michael, would you like steak or chicken?
你要吃鸡还是吃牛排啊鸡肉
What am I going to choose?
我会选择什么
Chicken!
换个胃口吧
Why?
鸡肉为什么
I still like steak better than I do chicken.
我还是喜欢牛排好的，超过鸡肉。但是
I have a stronger motivation.
我现在有个更强烈的动机。
Variety is now my motivation.
现在我要变变换换胃口是我的动机。
Do you see how the wheel works?
看到这个意志怎么改变吗？
Let me give you another illustration.
让我再给你个例子。
Let's say I'm a thief.
譬如我是个贼。
And I sneak up on Brother Larry.
啊，他就在我后面偷偷的、悄悄的来。
I put a gun, yeah.
我拿把
And I say,
我说
your money or your life?
要钱还要命 both.
Now he doesn't want to give me his money, does he?
当然他不愿意把他的钱给我。
He doesn't want.
他不想。
So you cannot define the word want as the same thing as will.
所以你不能你这个欲望跟意志。
He doesn't want to give me his money.
我不想 我不想把钱给他，对不对？
But he wants to live more than he wants to keep his money.
我想活超过想要钱。
So the strongest motivation right now is?
所以现此刻我的最强烈的动机是什么？给钱给他。
The will can only choose what's the strongest motivation at that precise moment.
所以意志只能够选择那一刻他最想要的东西。
You never choose a lesser motive. Never.
你不会选择一个
a lesser reason. Influence.
自强的欲望。
Never.
不会的，不会的。
It's impossible for the will to do that.
不可能，意志不可能选择一个自强。
Wasn't made by God to do that.
因为神造意志就是这样。
So yes, we have the ability to choose.
是我们有选择的自由，有这个能力。
But you will always choose what is the strongest motivation at that moment.
你只能够选择那一刻你最强烈的欲望所要的东西。
You know who the person who has the will the more free?
你知道哪一个人有最自由的意志？
You know who that person is?
那个人是谁吗？
The Christian.
基督徒。
Because the sinner,
因为罪人啊,
his nature is to do what?
他的本性是干什么？反罪。
Sin, rebel against God.
只能够反叛神。
Does he want God?
他要不要神？他不要。
Romans chapter 3 says,
第三章说,
that he never seeks God.
他从来他不寻求神。
He doesn't want God.
他不要神。
You say, wait a minute.
你说，哎，等等。
I remember before I was saved, I wanted God.
我记得我得救之前，我要神呐。
I prayed and I sought him.
我祷告了，我寻求他
了。You know why you were seeking him?
你知道为什么你会寻求他？
Because he was seeking you.
因为他在寻求你。
And drawing you to himself.
他在吸引你来归向他。
And then when he gave you a new principle, this holy principle.
然后他给了你一个新的原则，一个圣洁的本性。
Now you can choose to either obey him or disobey him.
现在你能够自由选择，可以顺服他。
That's why there's a struggle in the Christian life.
是基督徒生命里头有挣扎。
You've got two motivations.
里头有两个动机。
Self will,
自己要的。
Self determination,
自己的决心。
Or God determining your way.
神的旨意。
The will of God.
神要我做的事儿。
And it, you will always, always choose.
你总是会选择
What is the strongest motivation at that precise moment?
那一刻你所想要的最强烈的欲望的东西。
That is why it is so important.
所以才那么重要。
To feed the spirit.
你要喂养你的灵。
And starve the flesh.
然后你要饿死你的肉体。
Because the spirit will be the strongest motivation at the moment of choosing to obey.
因为圣灵是最强烈的动机，叫我们顺服的动机。
So that's my explanation on the will.
所以这是我对意志的解释。
Does that help?
有没有帮助？
问题四：单身的基督徒如何在找婚姻的对象时运用信心？
I want to be scriptural in my answer, not just give you my opinion.
我要回答你合乎圣经了，不仅是我个人的意见。
And definitely, we would agree that the principle of scripture is.
当然，我们同意啊，圣经的原则是。
that God has a plan for us.
神对我们有一个计划。
That he has a will.
他有一个对我们定了一个旨意。
And that his will is best.
他的旨意是最好的。
Go back to the will.
好，再回到这个意志，就是他的旨意了。神的。
I have a holy principle inside of me.
在我里头有个圣洁的一个原则。
That works to influence me to obey God's will for my life.
这个本性在我里头动工，要我来顺服神的旨意，就神的意志。
And choosing a spouse.
啊，要选择一个配偶。
Is a part of God's will.
当然是神的旨意。当中的一个部分。
That means it's not really up to me, it's up to God who I marry.
这不是我的选择，那是神为我所定的计划，我跟谁结婚。
Therefore, I must approach this by faith.
所以我必须凭着信心来对待这个问题。
I don't walk by sight, but by faith.
我不是行事为人，凭眼见，乃是凭信心。
But when it comes to attraction to the opposite sex, sight has something to do with it, doesn't it?
那是当讲到跟异性吸引的话，跟眼见很有关系，对不对？
But I have to make sure that that's a lesser motivation.
但是我必须要把那个放在次要的地位。
And I need to choose somebody who is godly.
我要选择一个敬虔的人。
And whom God has fashioned for me and fashioned me for them.
一个神为我所预备的，而且我也是神塑造我，也为他预备的。
Now there are two theories.
有两个
in the Christian evangelical world concerning courtship.
在福音派的圈子里头讲到男女的交朋友有两个理论
ideas,
两个理论
teachings.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
The first is
好，第一个理论呢，
that you are compatible with many different people. You can be compatible with many different people.
你可以跟很多的对象都配起来，乱配。
And you just need to find somebody that you're compatible with.
你要找一个跟你合适的对象，自己去找。
And if you're both Christians and have the same mind about the scriptures,
如果你们两个都信主，你对都信主，对这圣经有同样的看法呢？
It's within God's will. You should.
没问题，在神的旨意中。
That's how you know God's will. You found somebody compatible.
你就找一个跟你配合的人就行了。
The second idea is.
第二个理论呢，就是
that God has fashioned someone for you.
神已经为你定了一个天作之合。
And before the foundation of the world, He intended.That person and you to be husband and wife.
在创立世界之前，神就定了你们两个人，就是已经预定了婚姻预定论。
I subscribe to the second one.
我相信第二者，第二个理论。
And I have experience because I know I God gave me the right one.
我已经亲身经历到，因为我已经知道神给我就给对了。
So, if I'm understanding the question,
所以如果我正确明白你的问题，
I think first of all,
我想首先呢，
I should learn to enjoy singleness.
我要学习要珍惜我的单身日子何等快乐。
If you're too anxious to get married, you're going to make a mistake.
如果你太着急要结婚，你就会犯错误。
You will let emotions override wisdom.
你就会让你的情感冲昏了你的智慧。
If you're too anxious to get married,
如果你太迫不及待要结婚的话，
it probably, not necessarily, but probably means you've not learned to be content in God Himself.
你还没有学习到在神里头就满足。
Now that's very important.
这是很重要。满足在神里面。
Now I don't have the gift of singleness.
我没有单身的恩赐。
I know I don't.
我知道我没有。
God didn't mean for me to live alone.
神也没有定义要我单身一辈子。
But
但是
there is a period
有那么一段时间
in a person's life
在我的生命中
where they need to practice celibacy.
他要学习独处。
And live alone.
要学习单身单独过日子。 就那么一段时间。
And this is a wonderful time of life.
这是生命中的一段很宝贵的阶段。
To learn how to be centered in God Himself.
要学习以神为生命的中心和意义。
And satisfied in Him.
而且在他里头得到满足。
That if it was His will for you to be single the rest of your life, you could be okay with that.
那么如果这样的话，如果神要你一生都单身，你也没问题。
That's why God gives you singleness.
所以神才给你单身的经历。
To prepare you for marriage.
为要你做好准备，为将来的婚姻铺路。
I know on face value that doesn't seem to make sense, but just listen.
我觉得听起来好像不可理喻啊，但注意听啊。
If during this period of singleness you do not learn to be content in Christ,
如果在这一段单身期你不在基督里找到满足的话，
you're going to hurry up and get married.
你就会操之过急结婚了。
And you're going to demand of your spouse,
你就会要求你的配偶
what only God can give.
你就要求他神，唯有神能够给你的那个。
And your marriage is destined for severe problems.
就注定会有很大的麻烦。
If not destruction.
如果不是毁灭的话，就会有大麻烦。
Because you're asking another human being to do what only God can do.
因为你要求另外一个人成全你，唯有神能够成全的事情。
Which is not fair to them.
这对他们来说不可能。
That's impossible.
而且不可能。
So singleness is a gift.
所以单身是个
for a season of life.
那这是暂时的一段时间的恩赐。
That season is given to you to learn to love Him supremely.
那段时间神赐给你，好叫你尽心尽意。
So that when you do get married,
当你学到这样的功课，当你结婚之后呢？
Because you're so loved by God and know it.
因为你已经学到了爱神了，你。
You're free to love that person without asking anything in return.
所以你就可以学习爱那个人，而且不要求有任何报酬。
That makes sense? That answers the question?
明白吗？
问题五：信主的姐妹的丈夫是不信的，并且很是抵挡福音，这个姊妹该怎么生活？
I'm glad you asked that question.
我很高兴你问这样的问题，姊妹。
I'm glad you asked it for this reason.
我之所以很高兴你问这个问题，是因为
if you're still single,
如果你仍然单身的话，
do not marry an unbeliever.
千万不要跟一个不信的人。
Bible is very clear here.
圣经讲清清楚楚。
We are not to be unequally yoked.
不可与不信人同负轭。
No fellowship between light and darkness.
光明黑暗什么相交呢？
You talk about wanting a terrible marriage.
你想要一个失败的婚姻。
Two people.
两个人。
Two different worldviews.
两个不同的世界观。
Two different principles.
两个不同的
nature.
生活的原则，不同的本性。
Yeah. So, please, if there's any single people in the room,
如果我们当中有任何单身，我知道有啊，有一些，千万。
I don't care how charming he is.
不管那小伙子多帅。
I don't care how wealthy he is.
多有钱，高富帅。
I don't care how romantic he is.
多么罗曼蒂克。
How good-looking, attractive.
管他什么东西啊。
I don't care what kind of car he drives.
或者开什么样的豪华轿车。
Run away.
逃避，逃避，远远逃避。
You cannot disobey God and hope for good results.
你不可能违背了神，然后指望有好结果的，没有的，没好下场。
Now,
好。
You didn't take that advice and you married an unbeliever.
如果你没有听神的话，你跟一个不信主结婚了，
or,
或者
neither one of you were believers when you were married and now you're converted.
啊，你们本来两个都不信主，现在你信主了。
Let me say that.
让我那么说。
I really have great sympathy for you.
我很同情你，非常同情。
Because that has got to be the most difficult way to live.
因为这是一个最难以生活的一个方式。
And I want to make sure that my answer is respectful.
我要肯定我给你的答案是很尊重，很。
And respectful to the difficulty that you are in.
我可以体谅你的难处的 答案啊。
You know, it's easy for we who have good marriages to speak from our lofty town.
你知道，我们这些婚姻美满的人，很容易从我们的安逸当中站着说话不腰疼。
As if we're superior in some way.
好像我们比别人更。更高一等一样，更好一样。
And not be respectful of your difficulty.
我们就不尊重，也不体谅你们的软弱啊。
It is most serious that you cling to Jesus.
你紧紧抓住主是非常严肃重要的事儿。
If you're a wife,
如果你是妻子
in the case of the question,
你是妻子的话，就像你刚刚问的问题。
That you learn to develop a relationship with Christ where He is your husband.
你要学习好像主是你的丈夫一样，你要学习培养这样的关系。
Let me clarify that.
让我讲，再讲清楚一点。
That He's your better husband.
他是你更好的丈夫，神是你更好的丈夫。基督。
Because He is.
因为他的确是，基督是新郎。
And next, what I'm going to ask you to do.
下一件事，下一件事呢，我要你做，不容易啊，不容易。
I'm going to ask you to obey God.
我要请求你要顺从神。
And leave the consequences to Him.
然后把后果交给神。
And that is to honor your husband.
就是你要尊重你的丈夫。
Paul says in Ephesians 5,
在以弗所书第五章啊，保罗说
，Husbands love your wives，
做丈夫的要爱你的妻子
，Wives respect or honor your husbands，
做妻子的要尊重你的丈夫。
That's interesting the way he says that in the
很有趣啊，他说
，He says husbands love your wives，
哎，做丈夫的要爱妻子
，But he doesn't tell the wives to love their husbands，
他没有叫做妻子的爱丈夫。
Interesting,
很有趣，是吧
？Why does he say that?
为什么他这么
？Because a husband knows you love him when you honor him.
因为当你尊重你丈夫的时候，你丈夫就知道你在爱他。
That's the only way he knows.
这是他唯一能够知道你爱他。
You can cook wonderful meals.
你可以为他准备很好的饭食饭菜。
You can meet all of his physical needs.
你可以满足他肉体的需要。
But ultimately, he really knows you love him when you honor him.
但最终，唯有当你尊重他的时候，尊重他的时候，他才知道你真正爱他。
But you don't know my husband.
但你说你不知道我老公。
He doesn't deserve honor. He's dishonorable.
他不配我的尊重，他是不配尊重的。
Maybe so.
也许如此。
But Paul and the scriptures didn't say honor your husband if he's honorable.
但保罗圣经也没那么说，尊重你的丈夫，如果他配得尊重，就给他尊重。不。
Peter in 1 Peter 3.
彼得前书第三章
gives a specific statement command to women who do not have saved husbands.
给那些有不幸丈夫的妻子特别的。
Let's look at it.
我们看看。
Now listen, please listen, please listen.
请注意听啊，注意听啊。
I'm not saying this from a position of superiority.
我讲这些话不是站在一个高你一等的地位在说话。
I'm not trying to be hard.
我也不是要对你很厉害啊。
I'm just telling you what the Bible says.
我不过是在讲论圣经的教导。
I believe God is much wiser than all of us collectively.
我相信神的智慧远远超过我们所有人加起来的智慧。
He knows what he's doing.
他知道他做
什么。
当你叫他叫你做什么时候，他知道他叫你。
This goes back to faith.
他要的是什么？就回到信心，对不对
？Do you believe God?
你信不信神呢
？Do you trust God?
你信赖他吗
？That you will take him for his word.
你会相信他的话，遵照他的话。
How do I know I trust him?
遵照他的话去行呢？我怎么知道我信任他
？Because you obey him.
因为你顺服他。
If you trust somebody,
如果你信任一个人啊
，you trust what they say to you is true.
你就信任他对你说的话是真实的。
You don't question what they say.
你不要怀疑他说。
Because you find them trustworthy.
因为你知道他是可信赖的。
So when God says to you,
所以当神对你说
First Peter 3, verse 1.
彼得前书第三章第一节。
Wives, likewise be submissive to your own husbands.
你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。
That even if some do not obey the word,
这样若有不信从道理的丈夫。
They without a word,
他们虽然不听道。
May be won by the conduct of their wives.
也可以因妻子的品行被感化过来。
Now, stop right there.
我们停下来啊。
When he says without a word,
这里说他们虽然不听道。
He's not saying you can never share Jesus with them.
这不是说你不能够传福音、传耶稣给他们听吗？
But you don't badger or nag.
那你不要成天唠唠叨叨没完没了。
Nipping at them like a little puppy.
不要像小狗一样。
You don't
追着他不放啊，千万不要。
You don't use the gospel to beat them.
你不要用福音来追赶他们。
You're very respectful when you share Jesus.
当你传讲基督的时候，你要非常尊重他。
And if he tells you, I don't want to hear this.
如果他说我不想听。
You honor that request.
你尊重他的要求了。
Because what he's going to say here.
因为他这里所说的
that you're going to preach the gospel to him,
你会传福音给他的
but in this case you're not going to use words,
但是不是用你的言语而已
it's going to be your example,
那是你的榜样
in this case,
在这个情况下
they're going to see a sermon, not hear a sermon,
他们会看见你的信息而不是听见你的信息
he says, verse,They may one, be won by the conduct of their wives when they observe your chaste conduct.
他们这是因为看见你们有贞洁的品行和敬畏的心就可以被感化回来。
Accompanied by fear.
敬畏的心啊。
This word fear here also means respect.
这个敬畏的心 也意味着尊重啊。尊重。
Verse 3.
第三节。
He says, ladies,
姊妹们,
the way to your husband's heart is not by makeup and cosmetics.
你进到你丈夫的心的途径不是借着你的化妆品和你的香水。
Fancy hairdo.
你的漂亮的发型。
Doesn't hurt.
当然这没问题啊。漂漂亮的没问题。
But he says that's not the way.
但是这不是钥匙。
Put on something else.
你要
first
皮带，首先皮带别的东西。
Before you put your makeup on.
然后再
What is it?
你要穿戴什么呢？
It's verse 4.
第四节。
Rather let it be the hidden person of the heart with incorruptible beauty.
只要以里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰。
What is this beauty? A gentle and quiet spirit.
不要以外面的编头发、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰，而是里面存长久温柔的心、安静的心为装饰。
And then he says,
然后他说
This is very precious in the sight of God.
这在神面前是极宝贵的。
If it doesn't impress your earthly husband,
如果这个不能够吸引你地上的丈夫
it really impresses your heavenly husband.
一定会吸引你天上的丈夫。
That's who you're living for.
这是你生活的真正目的。
So, respectfully I say,
所以我很尊重地说
who cares what your husband thinks about you?
你丈夫怎么想你们谁在乎
If your heavenly husband,
只要你天上的丈夫
approves of you, is as delighted in you,
悦纳你，喜悦你，这才是关键。
Who are you living for?
到底你为谁而活？
I know God is the answer.
我知道神是答案。
But I'm going to be real with you.
但我会讲得很切实际啊。
That's not often the case.
往往实际情况不是这样。
Because a woman,
因为一个女人啊，
is made by God.
是神所造的。
To need her husband's approval.
神造她就需要她丈夫的认同。
You're made that way.
我们受造就是这样子。
That's why it's hard just to think about what your heavenly husband thinks and not what your earthly husband thinks.
所以朝地上丈夫喜悦就够头痛了，何况是天上丈夫。
But remember this.
但记得。
We're talking about faith this weekend.
我们这个周末讲的是信心。
Without faith, it's impossible to please God.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Everything God asks you to do.
神要求你做的每件事。
Requires faith.
都需要信心。
And it requires faith to take what your heavenly husband thinks of you above what your earthly husband thinks of you.
而且你要讨天上的丈夫的喜悦超过地上丈夫喜悦也需要信心。
He gives us an example from the Old Testament.
他给我们一个旧约的榜样一个例子。
Verse 5.
第五节。
In this manner in former times, the holy women who trusted in God, there it is.
因为古时仰赖神的圣洁妇人正是以此为装饰顺服自己丈夫。
These holy women of God in the Old Testament,Trusted God.
这些古时这个仰赖就信上帝的圣洁妇人正是以此为装饰。
What do they do? What does that mean?
这意味着什么?
They live by faith.
他们凭信心生活了他们仰赖神哦。
And they obey what Peter is saying.
他们顺服彼得的吩咐了。
They did exactly what Peter is telling New Testament Christian women to do.
他们就在做彼得叫新约的这些妇女所做的事。
For in this manner, okay, in former times, holy men trusted God also adorned themselves being submissive to their own husbands.
Okay, 他们仰赖神的妇人正是以此为装饰，顺服自己的丈夫。
As Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord.
就如撒拉听从亚伯拉罕，称他为主。
Whose daughters you are if you do good and are not afraid with it.
你们若行善，不因恐吓而害怕，便是撒拉的女儿了。
Sarah didn't tell Abraham, "I love you, honey."
撒拉没有跟亚伯拉说，哎，亲爱的，我爱你啊。
Rather, she called him Lord.
她称他为主
，which is a title of honor, respect.
这是一个尊重的称呼，主。
She respected him as her head.
她尊重他做他的元首。
Why?
为什么？
Because Abraham knew Sarah loved him when she did that.
因为当撒拉这么做的时候，亚伯拉罕就知道撒拉爱他。
Because just like women need their husband's approval, that's the way you're made.
正如姊妹需要她丈夫的认同，这是神造她就如此。
We men are made to need honor.
我们神造男人就是也需要尊重。
I'm sorry, it's just the way we are.
对不起，这神造人就这样。
We can't help it, it's the way he made it.
我们这情不自禁就会这样，因为神造我们就这样。需要尊重。
And Peter is saying, ladies, now listen.
彼得在说，姊妹们注意听啊。
If you will obey God,
如果你要顺从神，
God can use your life.
神就会使用你的生命。
Of showing honor to a dishonorable man.
叫你能够尊重那些不值得尊重的人。
To reach that man,
来赢得那个人
and bring him to his senses,
然后使他能够醒悟过来
and to the knowledge of Jesus Christ,
好叫他能够明白真道，认识耶稣基督。
Now, Peter doesn't guarantee,
彼得不保证一定会这样。
Look at the words again, verse 1,
第一节，再看看。
They without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives.
好，他们虽然不听到，也可以因妻子的品行被感化过来。
Doesn't guarantee it.
也可以啊，没有保证，是可以。
May
可以可能，对不对
？But once again,
好，再一次
，I have to trust God that He knows what He's doing.
我必须信任神。他知道他做的事情。
Whether my husband comes to know Jesus or not,
或者我丈夫能够认识神或者不认识他，我要信任他。
God didn't promise us happiness.
神没有应许一个幸福美满的人生。
He promised to make us holy.
他只应许叫我们成为圣洁。
Way too many of us are seeking happiness, not holiness.
我们太多人他所寻求的是喜乐而不是圣洁。
And that's why we're unhappy people.
所以我们才成为一群不幸福的、不满足的人。
The Bible teaches that if I seek holiness,
圣经教导，如果我追求圣洁的话
，I'll be happy.
我会喜乐的，我会满足的。
When my priority is to be like Jesus,
当我生命中最重要的是效法基督
，who trusted his Father totally,
他全然的信靠他的父神。
I'll be happy.
那我也会美满满足。
Doesn't mean it's going to be easy.
不是说会一帆风顺。
And I'm using the word happiness not meaning ha 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 laughter.
当我说满足喜乐，不是哈哈，就是轻浮的那种快乐。
Joyful contentment.
而是一种满足的幸福的知足。
You may know somebody in your homeland.
你也许知道在你的国家里头。
Who is suffering terribly for Jesus.
他们因着主的缘故在受很大的逼迫和痛苦。
If the gospel will not work in a jail cell.
如果福音在牢狱里行不通的话。
It won't work in this room either.
在这个房间里也行不通的，也起不了功效的。
It's amazing to me.
对我来说很叫人惊叹。
When I've talked to people or have heard from people who are persecuted,
当我跟或者听说那些人在受逼迫或者跟那些受逼迫的人说话的时候，
they never ask to be set free from their persecution.
他们从来没有要求从逼迫中得到释放解脱的。
Always ask that we pray that they would stay strong in their persecution.
他们总是要求我们祷告在逼迫当中能够继续的尽忠职守。你知道他们求的是什么？
As they pursue holiness,
当他们继续追求圣洁的时候，
there will be a joyful contentment.
他们里面会有一种喜乐的满足。
That will sustain them undergoing the persecution.
逼迫患难中能够继续的保守他们到底。
And if you're in a marriage with an unbeliever,
如果你在一个婚姻当中，你的对象不信主，
it may feel like a prison sentence.
也许你觉得也在坐牢一样。
But if you learn to look over the shoulder of your husband or your wife,
但如果你从你的丈夫或妻子的肩膀
and see Jesus standing right there,
看到他背后的耶稣站在那儿，
you can make it.
你就能够得胜。
Obey God.
顺服神。
Trust Him.
信靠他。
And leave the consequences to Him.
然后把结果交给神。
Did I answer the question?
回答问题没有。
Follow up. I didn't deal with an unsaved wife and a saved husband. I've dealt with more of that than I have the other.
我刚刚没有讲到一个没有得救的妻子跟一个得救的丈夫的关系。我通常都是面对这样的情况。
I notice here I see more women than do men.
这里我看的姊妹比弟兄多啊，所以我就帮助姊妹。
In my ministry, I had more men than sometimes women.
很多没信主的姊妹。弟兄是信徒。
Or I had saved husbands and unsaved wives.
情况反过来啊，弟兄是信徒。
And the counsel's not much different.
这个辅导呢，给你的辅导都是差不多。
Except in this case, it's not honor or respect her, but love her.
那在这样的情况，这弟兄信徒的情况，就不是去尊重，而是去爱你。
How do I love her?
我怎么爱我的妻子？
Like Jesus loved you.
就像耶稣爱你。
Gave himself for you.
他为你舍命。
Sacrificially.
他牺牲自己。
The most important thing a woman needs from her husband.
一个妻子从她丈夫。
Please listen.
要得到的最重要的是，注意听了。
The most important thing a wife needs from her husband.
一个妻子想要从她丈夫得到的最重要的
is to know that she's the most important person to her husband.
就是她要知道对她而言，她是最全世界最重要的一个人。
His world revolves around her.
那个男人的整个世界就环绕着她在团团转。
I'm serious.
真的。
That's what she wants. Come on, girls, ladies. Am I not telling the truth?
我讲的不是事实吗？是不是？
You want a husband to make you feel.
你要一个老公，他让你觉得
you're the most important person in his life.
你是他生命中最重要的人物。
You don't want it to be another woman to be the most important person in his life, do you?
你不要另外一个女人取代他了，对不对？
No,
绝对不要。
Now we know Jesus is the most important.
当然我们知道主耶稣是最重要的。耶稣之下第二位。
That's what you want.
这是你要的，对不对？
And the way he treats you,
而且他对待你
makes you to know that.
对待你的方式叫你感觉到。
The worst thing a husband can do,
一个丈夫能够做的最糟糕的一件事
when his wife wonders, does he really love me?
他就是他的妻子怀疑到底他爱不爱我。
is to say to her,
就是对她说,
I told you I loved you the day I married.
我结婚那天我就告诉你我爱你了嘛。
If it changes, I'll let you know.
如果我改变主意, 我会通知你的。来不及了。
That doesn't make her feel loved, does it?
她就不会觉得自己被爱了嘛，对不对?
She wants somebody to cherish her.
她要有人
nurture her.
她爱护她。
To sacrificially give his life.
而且甘心地为她牺牲。
That he would die for her.
甚至为她而死。
Well, guys,
弟兄们,
if you die for her, why won't you live for her?
如果你愿意为他死，那怎么不会为他而活呢？对不对
？Romancer，
你要让他活在浪漫当中。
Treat her like a queen，
你要对待她像皇后一样。
Because she is your queen，
因为她是你的皇后。
If you're the king, she makes her a queen。
你是王子，你是国王，她就是皇后了。真的
？Am I making sense？
可以理喻吗
？Open the door for her，
你为她。开门。
I have been in a relationship with my wife for 37 years, going on 37 years.
我跟我妻子这个关系36年。
I knew her about a year before we got married.
我没有结婚前我就认得她一年
了。And we will in May be married 36 years.
到五月份我们就结婚36年。
All of those 37 years.
那37年了。
She's, when I am around, she's never opened the door.
当我在的时候她从来不开门。
Never，
从来不开门。
Am I making sense here？
我讲的你们听明白了吗
？Many years ago, I learned to date my wife。
多年前我就学习跟她约会。
Court date，
就是谈恋爱。
You say why would you do that? You married her. You got her。
你结了婚，你干嘛还要再约会、再谈啥恋爱
？Because I wanted to love her。
因为我要爱她。
I wanted her to know I loved her.
我要她知道我爱她。
So once a week.
所以一个礼拜一次。
We go out on a date.
我们出去约会。
We have a meal together.
我们一块吃饭。
We do things together.
我们一起做事儿。
In fact, it's a whole day, actually.
整天其实我们一起约会。
Now, I know many men can't do that.
我知道。
They work.
很多男人办不到，因为他们必须工作。那注意听了。
When I was pastoring,
当我在牧会的时候
，six days a week,
我一个礼拜工作六天。
I worked almost 70 hours a week, sometimes more.
有时候工作七十个钟头，有甚至更多。
But I took one day a week off.
但我会有一天休息。
And that was my wife's day.
那是我妻子。
That was our date day.
那是我们幽会的日子。
And we did whatever she wants to do.
我们就做我的妻子所要做的那件任何事儿。
Now I'm telling you.
我告诉你啊。
You treat a wife like that.
如果你这样对着妻子的话
，She'll follow you anywhere.
她就会
Seriously.
不管你到哪，她会跟随你到底的，真的。
Because a good-willed woman wants a man to love her like that. Good-hearted.
一个好心的女人希望得到这样一个男人爱她。
And that's a sermon to her.
这是对她来说，这是一篇道。
Mm-hmm.
最好的一篇道。
Okay.
有的丈夫因嫌弃妻子唠叨。而不愿意和妻子多交流。
My wife is the greatest woman I've met.
我的妻子是我遇到最好、最伟大的。
She doesn't talk a lot, actually.
她说话不多，说话不多。
Well, I do more talking. I do talking for both of us.
我讲话比她多。
My female chromosomes kick in. Did you know men, we have female chromosomes? X and Y.
真的，男人里头有男的、女的，那个叫 chromosome。
Get in touch with your genes. Get in touch with your female genes.
所以你要跟你的女人的基因要有联合。
Any other questions?
问题六，今天世界的观念，交异性朋友是一回事，结婚是另一回事。我们如何教导即将成年的子女
？Yeah, that's tough.
很难。
It's kind of like Lot, isn't it?
就像罗弟兄一样，罗。
We're living in a corrupt society. It's all around us.
活在一个败坏、周围充满邪恶的世界里头。
And it torments our souls.
我们灵魂也很忧伤。
I can only tell you what I told my sons.
我只能告诉你我跟我儿子说的话。
And I.Prayed and hoped in God.
我为祷告，我在主里头，好盼望。
This is what I teach young people back home.
我教导我教会的年轻人也那么说。
Do not court or date anyone that you wouldn't consider marrying.
除非你真想要嫁给他，你就不要跟他约会。
Courtship or dating is not a sport.
那约会不是一个游戏，不是一个。
Or a form of entertainment.
或是一个娱乐。
If you use it that way, you're going to get in trouble.
如果你这么对待你男女交往，你就会遇到麻烦。
You should be serious-minded.
你要很严肃对待。
Because remember,
因为记得。
Every marriage began with a first date.
每一个婚姻都是从第一个约会开始。
That first time you went out with that person, you may have never even thought about marriage, but look out. You're married to them today.
第一次你跟那个人出去约会，你根本做梦都没有想到有一天跟他结婚。
Look out.
注意啊，小心。
Or look around you. You married them. That person you went out with the first time.
那个你跟他一起出去的那个人，你跟他结婚。
In other words, there was always a first date.
总有一个第一个约会嘛。
Unless you had a prearranged marriage.
除非你指腹为婚了，你就没必要去约会了，对不对？
So never court someone you wouldn't seriously consider to be a future spouse.
所以千万不要跟一个你没有考虑要结婚的人去约会。
Secondly,
第二，
as much as possible,
尽量啊。
Never be alone with somebody of the opposite sex.
不要跟一个异性单独在一块。
I don't understand.
我不明白啊。
Why parents?
为什么父母亲啊
？Allow their children at 14, 15,
允许他们的孩子是45岁开始，
16,
16岁
to be alone with a girl or a boy.
单独跟另外一个男孩或女孩子。
Person of the opposite sex. It's just like
这个就像。
You're just giving them permission to do whatever comes naturally.
你给他们允许做他们自然会做。
You know what I'm talking about?
你知道我在讲什么？
We live in a sex-crazed culture.
我们活在一个性泛滥的一个文化里头。
We live in a pornographic culture.
一个黄色的。
It's on billboards.
在广告上。
Magazines.
在杂志上。
Television.
电视上，网络上，到处都是。
Young people.
年轻人。
With these strong sexual urges.
有很强烈的性的欲望。
Stimulated by the culture around them.
又被他们周围的文化所挑逗起来。
To be put alone with somebody in the opposite sex without supervision.
如果没有人在监督，他单独在一块儿。
It's like giving a child a nuclear bomb.
就像给一个小孩原子弹一样。
He wouldn't give a small child a ferocious dog to take care of, would you?
你不会把一只恶狗交给小孩管，对不对？
The sexual urges are like a ferocious animal raging within.
性的欲望就像一只恶狗在我们里头蠢蠢欲动啊。
Including Christian children.
包括基督徒的孩子。
They're no different, they're humans.
都是人啊，不跟别人一样。
I would never allow it.
我不会允许这样的事。
My sons were not allowed to take a girl and be by themselves.
我的儿子我不允许他单独跟女孩在一块。
Are they married?
你说他们结婚没有？
Yes, my oldest son is married.
是我大儿子已经结婚了。
I have a 3-year-old grandson.
我有个三岁的。
My youngest son?
三岁的孙。
My youngest son is not married.
我的二儿子没结婚。
And he has faithfully followed my counsel in this area.
他在这方面呢，忠心的听我的劝告。
And we're praying that God give him a spouse.
我们为他祷告，求主给他预备一个。
Only one rule, only one prerequisite.
只有一个要求。
She must be a believer.
必须是个信主。
So, that would be my second counsel.
这是我第二个建议啊，第二个辅导。
Third piece of advice.
第三个忠告。
Fathers, you need to be involved.In this process,
做父亲的，你需要在这个整个过程中，你要介入。
Because that daughter,
因为那个女儿
is under your headship,
是在你的带领下。
And you are going to one day transfer the leadership of this girl to this young man.
有一天你要把你的带领的权柄要交给这个年轻男人。
You need to be spending a lot of time with him.
所以做父亲的，你要花很多时间在你女儿身上。
You shouldn't give your daughter to a young man in courtship until you have examined him thoroughly.
所以一个女孩，一个男孩要约会你女儿，你不能够随便交给她，除非你已经考验了这个男孩。
I know that seems to be an uncomfortable situation to put somebody in.
这似乎是一个很不舒服的一个考验啊。
I don't care.
不要，无所谓。
I don't care if he feels like it's a big inquisition.
不管那个男孩喜不喜欢你的咄咄逼人的
interrogation,
问话或者质问，你都要负这个责任。
It's my responsibility to protect my daughter.
是我身为爸爸，我的责任，我要保护我的女儿。
And I would say the same to any girl that my son would want to court.
任何女孩，我的儿子要约会的，我也会。
My son needs to come under his authority.
我的儿子需要在那个女孩的爸爸的权柄下。
In other words, the father of the daughter is in charge, not me.
换言之，他的爸爸以后要负责的。
Are you with me?
明白吗
？Yeah, my son should get my permission and blessing too. But
是我的儿子也需要我的同意，需要。但是
father of the daughter is the one who's the principal person in courtship.
那个女儿的爸爸才是最主要的人物，他要负责。
Now, I don't know if this is what you were asking. This is how I interpreted the question.
如果是单亲家庭，比如单身母亲带孩子的家庭，应当如何应用这个原则？
Same thing. Then it falls to you.
那你的责任呢？
Because she's under your headship.
她在你的带领下。
Listen, besides choosing to be a follower of Jesus.
除了你决定要做耶稣的跟随者之外。
This is the most important decision your child will ever make.
这是你的孩子一辈子要做的最重要的决定。
How can a 20-25-year-old person be mature enough to handle this critical decision?
一个20岁、25岁的孩子哪有这样的成熟度来面对这么严肃的一个选择呢？
You have the experience.
你有经验，你有结婚的经验。
Now, young people,
年轻人啊。
You look at the experience of your parent, you say, well, I don't know if I want to follow that.
你看到你父母的经验，说
not been good.
这个经验不好，我不想效法他们。
That may be the situation.
也许是这样，但
And sometimes often is.
往往是这样啊。
But listen.
但注意听啊。
Experience is a teacher.
经验也是一个很好的教师。
And your mom and dad's experience may not have been the best.
你父母的经验也许不是最好的经历。
But they still have learned some things.
但他们仍然从经验中学到功课。
And you're by the scriptures under their authority.
所以根据圣经，你在他们权柄之下。
Learn what you can.
你要学习你当学的功课。
Trust God.
要信靠神。
Obey God.
顺服神。
And leave the consequences to Him.
然后把结果交给神。
Trust Him with the consequences.
相信神会给你好结果的。
如果女儿的父亲是不信主的，但母亲信主，应当如何应用这个原则？
God's grace can be given to that daughter.
神会给那个女儿恩典的。
If she will seek God's grace.
只要她寻求神的恩惠。
She has a heavenly father.
因为这女孩有一个天父啊。
Who will protect her.
他会保护她。
If she will obey him.
只要她顺服。
如果女孩的父亲要求她嫁给一个有钱的配偶，而不是一个敬虔的对象，女孩应该怎么办？
She must take this position.
这个女孩
It's not going to be easy.
必须站稳立场，不容易啊。
She must say to her father.
她必须跟她爸爸说。
The sweetest voice.
用最甜美的声音。
With the greatest respect.
带着最大的尊重。老爸
I love you very, very much.
我非常爱你。
And I respect you very, very much.
我也非常尊重你。
But I must submit to a higher authority.
但是我必须顺服一个更高的权柄。
You are my authority.
你的确，你是我的权柄。
But there's a higher authority than even you.
有一个比你更高的至高的权柄。
And I must obey him.
我必须顺从他。
Don't argue.
不要争论，不要辩论。
Don't you dare raise your voice.
也不要提高嗓门。
Honor him.
你尊重他。
But you obey God.
但你顺服神。
Listen, Jesus told us.
注意听啊，主耶稣说了。
He didn't come to bring peace.
他来不是要带平安，乃是带刀剑。
And that sword cuts right in families.
这个刀在家里头也分割。
Neither one of my parents were Christians.
我父母都不信主。
It's not easy.
不容易啊。
But obey God.
我们要顺从神。
Leave the consequences. Trust Him with the consequences.
结果交给神，信靠他。
You've got to believe.
你必须信赖他。
That God's will is best.
神的旨意对你是最好的。
But if you doubt that,
但如果你怀疑的话。
You're going to be in for trouble.
你就有麻烦了。
Got to be persuaded that His way is best for you.
你必须要全心的信靠，他的旨意高过我们的是最好的。
In case I don't say it today, let me say it now.
如果我今天忘掉说，现在我就说。
The cornerstone of faith.
信心的房角石。
Most important, what I'm getting ready to say.
我现在说的很重要。
The cornerstone of faith is
信心的房角石就是
the character of God
神的属性
that he's too good to be unkind
太良善了他不会做不良善的事
And he's too wise to ever make a mistake.
他太智慧了，他不可能误事的。
That's the cornerstone of faith.
这是信心的根基，房角石。
If you're persuaded of that,
如果你完全信服这一点的话
，then you're going to learn how to grow in faith.
你就会学习在信心中长进。没有问题了。
But if there's a question in your mind,
但如果你心头有任何的怀疑的话
if God is as good as he says he is,
神真是他说的那么美好吗
or as wise as he says he is,
真像他所说那么智慧吗你有怀疑的话
then you're not going to find faith very easy. You're going to struggle.
你就不会怎么全然的信靠你就会有挣扎。好。
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we believe you are good.
父啊，我们相信你是良善的。
We believe you are wise.
相信你是智慧的。
And today we ask.
我们恳求你。
Your blessings upon these around this table.
你祝福今天坐在这桌旁的每一个。
Grace them with understanding.
让他们有你的悟性的恩典。
I pray you would grant them the grace of your manifested presence.
主啊，求你让他们有你同在的恩典。
That they will learn how to practice your presence.
好叫他们能够学习如何活在你的面光中。
And you will become the predominant reality of their lives.
好叫你成为他们生命中的最重要的实际。
We thank you for your son Jesus.
为着你的儿子耶稣感恩
who sat around a table with his disciples.
他坐在桌上与他的门徒同席
Even as we've sat around this table today,
就像我们今天坐在这儿
Jesus,
为着耶稣感恩
We rejoice in him who is your goodness.
主啊，我们因着他，我们欢喜，因为他是你的良善的表现。
Thank you for your friendship, Jesus.
主耶稣，我们感谢你的友谊。
Bless this church.
祝福这个教会。
Build them up in you and your faith.
愿他们在信仰中，在你里面得到坚固建立。
Help them to obey you because they trust you.
因为他们顺服你。因为他们信靠你，帮助他们顺服你，奉耶稣基督的祷告。